Welcome back to the podcast.
I'm the Devil Pod.
Welcome back to I'm the Devil Pod. Yes. This is the Vanderpump Rules Rewatch Podcast.
Yay!
I'm Sophia Wilson-Pelton.
I'm Hannah Wakefield.
Yes!
Yes! That's who we are. Yes!
Yes! Yes! And basically, yeah, you heard that right. If you want to support the podcast, we have obviously these episodes that come out every other week on here, but if you want to hear us every week, you can subscribe to our Patreon.
Yay!
Should we? I was thinking we could run a holiday sale.
I think we should. I was actually just thinking about that the other day that we should run a sale.
Okay, so we'll do a 50% off sale for the Patreon.
You know how much that is? $2.50.
$2.50.
Hello.
Period.
That's a steal.
That is a steal. That's just money that you like lose in change.
Exactly month, basically. That. Rustle around under your bed. You'll find enough money for our Patreon.
Take a 30-minute walk, find some quarters on the street, and that's the Patreon for the month. You can follow us on TikTok and Instagram at I'm the Devil Pod.
Rate and review.
Yes, please.
On Spotify, you can leave a 5-star if you feel so compelled.
Which you should.
On Apple Podcasts, you can write a review.
Yes.
And you can leave 5 stars.
Yes.
So
the options are endless.
Please
ways
do
to
that.
Support us.
Please do that.
Hannah, what sex unique thing happened to you this week? Yay.
It happened to me yesterday. I had a really full day yesterday. A beautiful full day filled with chores and errands and friendship and love and laughter and shopping. Basically, wow. Like about 2 weeks ago, on the fateful night that I lost my phone in the Uber, I also left my wallet at the bar, which is crazy because I was not, and I cannot say this enough times, that drunk.
It was probably when Mercury was in retrograde.
Yeah, dude. And I think I was getting my period as well.
Well, after you were like, I got my period on the full moon, I literally saw so many people online being like, I got my period on the full moon.
Well, the moon was really powerful. It sucks the blood right out of our bodies.
Damn it.
So it's cool, but it's crazy.
It's cool, but it's scary.
And that was a really bad week for me in general.
Yeah.
Anyways, I left my wallet at this bar in Midtown, an Irish pub that I was hoping to never have to go back to ever again, of course.
So bad to leave the whole wallet. Like, it's one thing to leave the card because, let's be real, you can just cancel it and order a new one.
Of course.
But yeah, I need my wallet.
I need my wallet. It has everything in there.
Yeah.
It has an almost comprehensive list of everybody I've slept with. Mm-hmm. So I needed that back.
I needed that.
As well as my, you know, government issued ID.
Of course, but mostly the list.
Mostly the list. So I'd been leaving it there because I just really wasn't feeling compelled to go to Midtown at all.
Never felt compelled.
No, and especially it's very cold out.
Yes.
And I just was using tap to pay, whatever.
Whatever.
But then I was like, it's time I go get it. So whatever. I woke up. I didn't go on my phone for 2 hours. I went to Midtown to the bar. I walked in. It's like an old-timey Irish pub. There's 3 guys, approximately our age, sitting at the bar in full suits, talking about mergers and acquisitions, drinking beers, eating buffalo chicken wraps.
Yeah, that's my kind of afternoon.
Yeah, and that's my kind of guy. And I was standing there in my big fur coat and my freaked out look. Yes. And I was like, I'm my wallet here. And she was like, the Juicy Couture? I was like, yes, please go get it.
Yes, the Juicy Couture.
Yes, the Juicy Couture. Go get it.
Come on.
No, she was really nice. Anyways, I got it. And then I was walking back to the train, which felt stupid because my errand was 2 seconds long.
I know.
And I passed this cardboard sign. Scrawled on it, it said vintage pop-up downstairs.
Period.
And so I walked past it. I said out loud, no shopping, no shopping. And then I turned around. I said, a little bit shopping.
No shopping. Yes, shopping.
Yes, shopping. And I went down and it was kind of like a very cold basement under a deli with one woman tucked away in the corner.
Yes.
And a million pieces of clothes.
Yes.
A beautiful wool sweater that is bright yellow.
I would love to see that later.
It's really cute. And I bought a leather jacket. My first one.
Yay.
And it is Hooters brand.
Yes.
It's actually sick. Wait, and it fits me like a glove.
Period.
And I bartered with her.
Yes.
Because she said, this is going to be 65. And I said, okay, I'm not going to get it.
Okay, I'm going to put it back.
And she said 50. And I said, sold.
Sold. Bartering. You being like, okay, I just can't do 65. Sorry. She's like, okay, we can change it.
Yeah. Well, it is like every price was made up. It literally was a basement.
Of course.
And I was like, so this is a pop-up? You guys are here, like, how long are you here for? And she was like, we're going to open a store sometime. And I was like, okay. A lot of the clothes were like trash. It was like a Goodwill.
Yes.
But in the basement of a deli in Midtown.
A Goodwill can be anywhere. A Goodwill is a state of mind, yeah. Mind you.
Then I came home and then I went to the grocery store. I bought $116 worth of groceries because I had to.
I thought you were going to say like of food. And I was like, what the hell could you have bought 116 of?
I bought 116 bags of chips.
I thought you were going to say eggs. I was like.
I bought 12 dozen eggs.
Amazing.
No, and then I made vegan chili for my friends. And then they came over and we had a sleepover and we watched Rock of Love, which we were just talking about. Rock of Love, best show of all time.
Basically what we were saying is that like sometimes you guys say things such as like, can't wait till you finish Vanderpump Rules so you can do all of the Housewives franchises, and we're kind of like, girl, we're gonna be doing stuff like Rock of Love once we're going to VBR.
Yeah, it's gonna be kind of Rock of Love style stuff.
Yes.
So
which means Rock of Love,
Flavor of Love
and Tila Tequila, bisexual dating show.
Yeah.
Those kind of things.
Yeah. We could even do Bad Girls Club.
I would do Bad Girls Club.
Oh, I love Bad Girls Club. So funny. I wish I could have been on that. Oh, I would crush on there. I would crush on Rock of Love too, for sure.
Yes. No, that is literally like the exact type of dating show that you could go on.
Yes.
Because he would love your style.
He loves the alt girls.
Yeah. I mean, look at that photo of what he's wearing. He's literally wearing like a bandana. He is dressed like a lesbian.
Yes.
He's wearing like a bandana, a long leather trench, a sheer button down top blouse basically, and like fit and flare bootcut jeans.
Yes, it's so sick. Yeah. It's literally awesome. And he calls them, he doesn't call them alt because that kind of language didn't exist yet for people like him, but he calls them rocker chicks.
Hell yeah. And he needs his rocker chick.
And he is emotionally invested in the rocker chicks, and then these are their words, not mine, the whore group. Those are the ones he kind of likes to fuck around with sexually. So
of course,
yeah. And I think I would kind of fall into the rocker chick category, but I can also get down sexually, which
would be a literally perfect combo for him.
Brett Michaels. I would do it if I had to. But yeah, so that was kind of my day yesterday. It felt really sexy. It felt really unique. Woke up this morning, bunch of girls in my house. Let's go.
Yes. Your own personal rock of love.
Yeah, my rock of love. Will you stay and rock my world? And they're like, no, we have to go to work.
Can't.
Don't wanna.
I love the idea of asking someone to rock my world.
I know, it's so funny. It's so funny.
Please rock my world.
And some of them he's kind of like really on the fence about. There's this one girl, Amber, and he was like, Amber annoys the shit out of me. But she's been so drunk this entire time. I just haven't gotten to know who she is actually. So I'm going to have her stay. And so then he called her up and he was like, Amber, will you rock my world? She's like, yes. Like, obviously,
so funny.
Still wasted. Sophia, what sexy, unique thing happened to you this week?
Probably my show. I had so much freaking fun.
Oh my God. I had a lot of fun too. I went.
It was a good time. I love hosting that show. I want to do one next month. I hosted my show that normally is me and my friends, Vince and Marley, but Marley has been like horribly ill. So it was just me and Vince, which was also really fun. It's so sweet. Like, it's just always such a fun, like, crowd there. Mm-hmm. And everyone's so excited and like down. And the comics were like, oh my God, like the crowd's so awesome and like so warm. Like,
yeah,
it's just so fun when people are like, okay, I'm just gonna like do new stuff because I feel like everyone's like down to like clown.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's literally all I ever want to hear.
Of course, because a dead crowd is like, that is hell. Really bad.
Hell.
That's and it was like, really bad.
I didn't realize, I don't know. It was also really sweet because a lot of other comedians came, which just feels good. Mm-hmm. It just feels good, obviously, to be supported by my community.
I saw them in the crowd.
And I didn't know any of them were coming. So afterwards, I was like, oh my God, y'all were all here?
Oh,
damn,
yay.
Okay. Because I feel like last time we did it, we had a good crowd, but it was mostly like just random people when we literally were looking out into the crowd being like, I do not know anyone who is here, which is awesome. And it still was like an amazing crowd, but it's just so funny when you're like, how did you find out about this?
yeah they saw the poster.
I guess
playing bocce ball upstairs and they saw the poster.
I guess but that was really, really sweet. And then I was really tired after yesterday because I just had kind of like stayed out. The show was at 10 p.m. on a Wednesday, which is also like, thank you literally to everyone who came so much, because I know it's hard
to do things like time.
That. And so then I like got home kind of late and was quite tired yesterday. So I just did some work. I was working around my house. I told you I was using my hutch like a standing desk, which was making me laugh.
Yeah, that is funny.
Typing and then literally pacing around the room being like.
like a mad artist.
Yes, like a mad artist. I'm pulling out my hair.
Yeah.
And then I actually watched all of the episodes of I Love LA that are out.
Oh, I need to catch up on that.
We can talk about it on the Patreon. Honestly, y'all, I like it. Sorry.
I like it too.
Not to say
it's grown on me.
Way.
At first I didn't like it. Now I like it.
Well, let's just say this. The pilot of a show is always bad.
And yes,
I watched the pilot and then I like forgot to keep watching because I was just like.
And you know what? I had grace for it when the pilot aired because I was like, the pilot of a show is always bad.
Yes.
But when the pilot is bad in a way, like, I just didn't feel compelled to keep watching.
I know. It's just hard because you have to be like,
but you just have to push through.
Yeah, I just have to come back. Rachel Sennett is a true talent.
She is.
And she really is making me laugh in it. The cast is just really good to me. I think Rachel's really funny.
And we talked about this, I think, on the Patreon, but it's hard when cast doesn't have chemistry. But they really have chemistry.
The girl who is playing Alani is so fucking funny to me.
Yeah, me too.
She plays like the
True Whitaker
daughter of like, yeah, of like a rich producer or something. And they have like one scene where she like, she basically is like, my dad just gave me like a fake title at his like production company. And she goes in and then like basically stumbles into a meeting where they're like making a show about like rich prep school kids. And she's like, oh my God, I can like tell a story that you guys can like use if you want. She starts telling this story and she's like, I wanted my first date with my boyfriend when I was like 14 and like we went to get like omakase at this place and it was like awesome, and they were like, oh, like did you take like a car there? And she's like, oh no, he drove, he was 28. And then like and then she like, it's like later and like she's like telling the whole story and she's like, sorry, am I like boring you guys? And they're like, no, that was just like a lot to process. Like, but she's really funny. And Odessa is like
most beautiful woman alive,
also just a talent.
She is a talent. Here's, can I tell you something? It's vulnerable. Horribly.
Yeah.
When I dyed my hair dark, I was like, I'm going to look like her. I don't look anything like her.
Well, it's funny because she basically has a whole head of curls as kind of her signature look.
I know, but she has dark hair.
Yes.
So there were a lot of people that when I dyed my hair dark, I was like, I'm about to look exactly like them.
Well, you know that mine, I was like, it's giving Blair Waldorf. I know. Because she has such beautiful, like dark chestnut hair.
Mm-hmm. And it's straight.
It sticks straight.
Mine's got a little wave to it, so.
Yeah, so.
I'm kind of a mix of Odessa and Blair Waldorf.
So, yeah. A kind of a rocker chick version of Blair Waldorf, whatever. Yeah, that's it. That's my sexy, unique thing. And
that's pretty sexy and unique.
I'm ready to have a full discussion about I Love LA on the Patreon behind a paywall.
Okay, I will catch up.
Fun.
And then we can talk. We can really get into it. We can deep dive.
So that's a treat for you guys if you want to sign up for $2.50 a month.
Yeah.
Y'all, this was a fucking classic episode.
This episode was a damn banger.
I mean, so I had the thought during it where I was like, I honestly even like forgot that Stassi isn't even like a part of the show anymore.
I know.
Because I'm like having, I do.
I also thought that during this.
Yes. Obviously, we hate Lala. Duh. But she is adding an element that has, I feel, was lacking last season. I was getting sick and tired.
Me too. If we didn't have Lala and Stassi, this would be the most boringest show ever.
No, literally.
But we need one of them.
We do.
And we'll get Stassi back.
We will, eventually.
Yeah.
We'll get Queen back.
Next season, or maybe even end of this one.
Yeah, I have no idea. Okay, should I start?
Sure.
We're season 4, episode 6 of Vanderpump Rules, Love Bites, which I hate to know the meaning of,
Love Bites.
Also, sorry if my notes are bad. I was doing this when I was so tired, so just pipe in as much as you want.
That's okay. My notes are, I think, are pretty comprehensive for this. So.
Mine are comprehensive, but then I was like, I don't know if quote, whatever. Anyway.
And it's fine.
We start at Sir. Lisa shows up to the restaurant and is berating Jax for not wearing a tie with his button down. He's kind of like, what? It's sexy.
It's like, it is sexier on him than a tie would be.
Well, yeah.
A tie on him would be like choking him out.
Yeah, his head would be popping off like a balloon. He is so like,
this season he looks so bad.
His head is huge. Like,
he's constantly sweating and he's like bulked the fuck out.
I know.
Because Stassi isn't around to take his supplements away.
Well, he obviously is having like adult head spread from cocaine and like a bunch of like testosterone and stuff. And then like, I think he's also getting filler. So there's just like three evil forces conspiring to make him like the ugliest he's ever been.
Yeah.
And he really just looks like his face, like his eyebrows are like, he looks like a Disney villain, basically.
Yes,
like,
he does.
Kind of looks like Maleficent.
Well, he's kind of giving claymation too in a different way.
Yeah.
He's giving like sculpted out of.
Yes, like, his face is a mask.
Yeah, like his face is a mask.
But basically, this is an amazing episode because, yeah, y'all, it's Pride.
Gay Pride.
It's Gay Pride again. And they are, of course, scared because last year, since Lisa's efforts were focused on Pump, it was like completely dead at Sir, as we remember. But this year, Lisa is going to put her full fucking pussy into both of the restaurants, period.
Yeah, it's two parties.
It's two parties. And this one is a charity party for the friend community.
The friend movement.
The friend movement, sorry. And Lisa asks Jax who they were supporting on Gay Pride. And he says, gays.
The gays.
And she says, the LGBT community.
I was like, cut him a break.
Of course. Come on.
Come on. He does not know a single acronym.
No. Lisa really wants to have two successful parties this year. And Jax notes that drunk gay guys tip really well. Mm-hmm. Period. Then we're in the back. Sheena's making a cappuccino.
Yep.
And Jax comes in and tells her about a show he's watching that's absolutely amazing. Where a girl in it has 5 days to live. I was like, what show?
I really laughed so much. I've been watching the show. It's absolutely amazing. It would be so funny to work with him.
I know.
You're like trying to do your job and he's like, have you heard about this show where this girl has 5 days to live? It's absolutely amazing.
Well, also he's just like, any show or TV has the ability to blow his mind because he is like watching it being like, oh my God, I can't believe it's all like, he has like no, he's just watching stuff being like, I'm sure like shocked and
absolutely. He and can't predict impressed. A single twist or no. turn. It's also, he's either watching a TV show on cocaine. So it's like best TV show of all literally. Time or on the come down. So he's like, I need something to distract me from my come down. Yes. So best TV show of all time. Yes.
This, of course, this show has really inspired him, prompts him to ask Sheena what she would do. She had 5 days to live. She said she would go to Paris and Egypt to see the pyramids. And Jax is like, no, you're wasting your time. You're wasting your time.
It's like that would eat up 2 days right there.
Because if he had 5 days to live, he would kill a bunch of people starting with James. Okay. Sheena notes that Jax is probably just jealous of James for making out with Lala and how like James's like disgusting DJ shtick is like working on women, which is like so awful.
Yeah.
And then they start talking about Brittany again, who is of course just kind of like a ghost in this season so far.
They're not together, but they have been hanging out when she's in LA.
They are together. Jax is lying.
That is his literally exclusive girlfriend in her mind.
Of course. Yeah. Well, and based on her mind because of the things that Jax has told her and asked
her. Yeah, because he says, basically, will you be my girlfriend?
Yes, literally. Jax is like, yeah, we're just hanging out and having fun, but he just like still wants to fuck Lala, basically. Then Katie suggests that he gets Lala really drunk at Pride.
Oh, Sheena does. Made me laugh because Sheena was like, well, in order to hook up with her, you just have to get her really drunk. And he was like, wait, I don't think I have to get her that drunk. You probably don't even have to get her drunk at all.
You don't have to get her drunk at all. She would do it. She literally is like the whole episode being like, I want to fuck Jax.
Yes. And also like she's baseline a little bit tipsy, like constantly. Yeah. So it's like, you don't need to give her more.
No.
She'll do it. So we're still at Sir, but we're on Katie and Ariana now. They're looking at the gay pride dresses with Lisa.
Oh my God.
Some of the ugliest dresses you will ever see.
Of course. It's like literally, as we've said, a mod cloth fit and flare.
Yes, exactly. With a crazy pink, bright pink base, white floral.
Yes. And they'll be pairing it with a pink snapback, obviously.
Yes. Worn backwards.
Yes.
They are looking at them with Lisa, and then they start to update her on what's going on with Sheena and Shay. Both Katie and Ariana are like, they're doing way, way better. Like, they're working on it. It's improving. They're actually in a great place right now. And Lisa's like, no, it's not that simple. There's no way. There's no chance.
It's not that simple.
Because it's not.
It literally, the whole thing, like, Sheena's narrative is being like, things have been really good for the past 4 days.
Sheena, this episode, it's hard. It's hard. Then we move to Sheena and Jax in the back again. Sheena is saying that everybody is going to be really shit-faced tomorrow, but fingers crossed, hopefully not Shay.
Hopefully. It's like, come on.
And then Jax is like, why don't you just send him to Azusa and he can play golf with his dad?
Literally.
And she's like, no, he really wants to be there. Does he? Or do you really want him to be there, Sheena?
She really wants him to be there.
You're testing him. And then Sheena is like, no, like, he's going to come. And, like, he can have a couple drinks because I just, like, can't really be with somebody who's dead sober. Like, I've never imagined that in my life. I need him to be able to, like, have a couple drinks and control himself. Okay, he stopped doing pills last week.
It's so evil.
So let's not put him in this situation.
No, it's just, like, literally insane that she has no understanding or, like, doesn't care to have an understanding of the fact that, like, him drinking will obviously make him want to have pills.
Yes.
Duh.
That's been the whole thing the whole time.
Anytime you have alcohol, you want drugs.
Yes.
Period.
Especially if you're addicted to drugs.
Exactly.
And then even Jax is like, in his talking hand, he's like, well, she is 100% setting him up for failure.
Yes.
Like, it's, he's not so going to be able to crazy. Do it. Everybody is going to be drinking so, so much.
Yes. It's so crazy.
And it's like, even if we're not like thinking about the pill component of it right now and just thinking about the drinking, nobody at the fucking function is having a couple of drinks and then stopping.
No.
Everybody's blacking out.
Yes.
So it fucking sucks to put him in that position.
Yes. It sucks.
It sucks. It sucks so bad.
Now we're at Lala's.
Lala.
La 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 la. James comes over in one of his, of course, beautiful, deep, deep, deep tank tops that he is so fond of.
Showing off that sternum.
Showing off that sternum. Giving Ariana Grande in Wicked.
Mm-hmm.
Lala has a really cute dog.
Yeah, and she has it for many, many, many years. I think it actually just died.
Oh,
Lily.
It's like a beautiful black dog.
But it made me laugh because they're at Lala's apartment, which used to be Stassi's apartment.
Yes.
It flashed through my mind so many scenes of Stassi opening up that door. There's a different tiny dog.
Yeah.
I got this on the sidewalk.
I know, literally. Obviously, James kisses Lala. Hello.
Dude. They're so nasty together.
I know, they're so gross. Lala says that James is here to make music and that she doesn't care about what happened last night, which was, of course, the night that James called her a basic bitch or called Kristen a basic bitch.
Called Lala a basic bitch.
For talking to Kristen.
And Lala had literally renounced him last night.
Yes. But then we see like a flashback of last night where she's like basically doesn't care and they yeah. like leave together or whatever. It's just like funny because she's like, I don't care about the basic bitch comment. And it's like, wait, that's actually not the bad thing that you learned. You learned that he yes. kept calling you a slut and a whore to Kristen.
Yes.
Do you care about that?
She forgot. She honestly probably doesn't remember.
No, she wasn't that drunk.
I don't know. I think she's pretty drunk all of the time.
Mm.
I don't think she forgot, honestly. She has a serious drinking problem.
I believe that and know that to be true, but I honestly think she just doesn't care.
Yeah, I guess. But it's also the case of the more you drink and black out, the easier it is for you to black out so you can black out not even being that drunk.
Okay.
But yeah, she maybe just doesn't remember. I mean, doesn't care.
Basically, James is like, I just feel like last night put a damper on our working relationship as like musical artists, obviously. And I really need you to either trust me or trust the girls. She says, I don't know how to stress this enough to you. I'm grown. I'm not grown. Picking a side. I trust Lala's judgment.
Oh my God. She is so weird the way she talks.
I know.
She thinks she's on top of the damn world.
Well, she's very emblematic of the times, which is like interesting. Like, fun for me to see, like, it's like 2017 2018 at this
it's
moment,
like girl boss,
and she's like in her own unique way giving girl boss in a way that the other women aren't, like where she's like, I'm grown, I will like fuck as many guys as I want and I'll like talk, I like don't, I'm like whatever, I don't give a shit about it, and like I'm like girl power.
Yeah, she's like period. Girl power, literally, like rocker chick.
Yes, rocker chick,
like badass chica.
Yeah, but not rocker chick, she's like R&B chick to her.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah. Ain't nobody feeling you like I'm feeling you.
Ain't nobody feeling you like I'm feeling you. And so then like James basically tries to like start an argument with her and she's like, you're killing the vibe. And then they like kiss. It's like disgusting.
It's so, and why are they kissing?
I don't know. He loves her.
Yeah, he does love her
and
bad.
And he asks her to bite his tongue and he's like, can I bite your tongue? And you can bite mine. She's like, no.
She is literally like, what the fuck? No.
No, I don't want to do that. He says that if he's about to have an orgasm and someone bites the back of his arms, as we talked about, he'll freak out.
He goes crazy.
He'll go crazy. And then Lala basically in the talking head is like, James seems pretty kinky. I would not say any of the things that he's describing are kinky.
No, it's light
like,
biting.
Light biting, tactile, like touch, basically. Yeah.
But he says it as if he's like the biggest like perv in the world. Yes.
Well, he is the biggest perv in the world. He's not kinky. He's just perverted.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm not a biter. I'm a lover, period. She loves to be like, I'm a lover girl.
I know. Wait, it's funny because she's like, I don't think James and I would be sexually compatible. And to me, she's the kind of girl who would be giving like, I'm a freak in the sheets.
I know.
But she's not. She's like, I love to love.
I know.
I don't do that kind of shit. Biting?
Funny. It's funny because it's kind of incompatible with the other stuff where she's like, I'm a, like a bad bitch who like will fuck whoever I want.
Yes.
But respect. She contains multitudes.
Mm-hmm.
She tells him that last night was intense and that she's not really in any position to like date exclusively. And he's like, me neither. Yeah. I'm not going to be fucked around. Okay.
Okay.
And she's like, okay, well, are you going to like hook up with other people? And he's like, why would that hurt you? Like, he literally is like so excited at the premise of hurting her feelings.
Yes.
Throughout the entire episode, it's like actually one of the most horrifying things I've ever seen.
It like gives him a boner to make her upset.
Yes. It's actually so horrifying.
And it's so transparent too.
Yes.
You can see his face change.
No, it's really, he really is like a different kind of evil than the other guys. Like even Jax.
Because Jax doesn't do that.
No, Jax is like, hurts girls like horribly, but he's not being like, did I hurt your feelings?
No.
Did I hurt your feelings? He's being like, I didn't hurt your feelings.
I know.
And like pushing them.
Yes.
It's like,
and
okay.
Jax will also say like whatever it takes to make somebody like
placated in the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And James will not do that because he wants to see them like squirm.
Well, he wants to be in a position where he feels like he has all the power also, and that he like the girl likes him more than he likes the girl, which is why Lala is like a particularly difficult case for him to crack.
But that's why he like, he doesn't know how to play the game like Jax, because Jax will like give up a little bit of his power in a moment to like manipulate somebody.
Yes.
And James just is unable to do that.
Yes. Yes. No, totally. She basically says like, I don't care if you like have sex with other people. I just don't want to hear about it if you do. Which is like the most rational thing in the world, obviously.
Yeah. It's also like, I don't even think they've had sex yet.
From our understanding, they haven't. I don't know if that's true or not.
Yeah.
Because like the way that they are kissing is, and like so like kind of coupley is
weird
like,
to
bizarre.
Do if you haven't had sex.
But she also is just kind of like that because she's also like that with Jax, who she I don't think has had sex with either at this point. So, and she tells him she's nervous because guess what? We're about to make some music. She starts singing, of course. Hannah, take it away.
Ain't nobody I'm feeling like I'm feeling you. There ain't nobody that I'm feeling like I'm feeling you. It's really crazy.
It's literally so funny.
It's, you can tell she's nervous and then her confidence grows.
Yeah, well, he is hyping her up. He's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. There ain't nobody that I'm feeling like I'm feeling you. Yeah, yeah.
She's like so breathy with it, and she's like sitting up, kind of looking away.
Yes.
There ain't nobody that I'm feeling like I'm feeling you.
So he is the whole time doing ad libs, and then he, of course, starts to rap.
I took a screenshot of his
Everybody
rap.
Freeze, put your hands up. We ain't about to take it easy. We are getting kicked up.
Oh, you wrote the whole rap down?
No, I just wrote that line. I didn't take the screenshot.
Would you like me to read the screenshot?
Yes.
Everybody freeze, put your hands up.
Yeah.
We ain't about to take it easy. Hope your cake's up. London with the beats. Yeah, we go so in. Got her girl with her friend. Yeah, they both win. Hotel chillin'. Yeah, she's a sweet. Got the pain with the cuzzy up in the suite. Sweet, yeah, rhymed to sweet. Taking pics with the side chick. Oops, delete. I bet you wondering how I keep it all so neat. He also, like, hotel chillin'. Yeah, she's the sweet. Should have been spelled S-U-I-T-E. She's just like hotel suite.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's not S-W-E-E-T. Next one also S-W-E-E-T. it's not a very good rap, I would say. Yeah.
But we are witnessing VPR history.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically they just like sing and rap together, and then James is like, whoa, this is so hot. Like, yeah. It's literally disgusting.
He's literally like, we just made a fucking fire track.
Yeah, he's like,
bro.
And then we'll put a sick drop right there.
A
like,
drop in that song?
Yeah, I know.
Why?
You know it's gonna literally be dubstep as well,
yeah,
based on the time.
Of course.
And then like in the talking head, James explains that, you know, his dad is a producer and his godfather is George Michael. Which is funny because I'm like, that is a gay guy. Anyway.
Yep.
And because of those two things, it means that he knows how hard it is to make it in the industry and that you need both talent and work ethic.
Yeah. Oh, also George Michael is his dad's cousin.
Yes.
Cousin okay. And manager.
And so then Lala gets up to leave and tells her, and he tells her to come see him DJ later.
Ugh, this part is so gross because he's holding her around the waist and thrusting into her.
I know.
He's bumping his hips right up on her.
Yeah, his like fucking hip bones felt real.
When he's leaving, she's like, okay, we had a good day. You have to leave. And it makes me feel like a part that they cut was maybe him like begging to have sex with her.
Probably.
Yeah.
Well, and she just knows that like he is so annoying. So it's like, if we had a nice time, you need to leave before you literally piss me the fuck off.
Yeah, before you fucking ruin it.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we're at Fit Arts.
Fit Arts. I love Fit Arts.
We're
y'all.
At Fit Arts.
We're at Fit Arts again. We're back at Fit Arts.
The Toms are there with Shay, and they are going to be doing some training with Alfred, who went to Florida State with Tom Schwartz.
Yes.
They're sort of doing like Afro-Brazilian dance fighting, which is something my friend in college used to do, capoeira.
Literally looked so funny. I was like, I want to do that.
Yeah. No, she is so good at it and it's so fun.
It looked, obviously, I'm sure there are people who, when they do it, it looks amazing. But obviously watching the Toms and Shay try to do Afro-Brazilian dance fighting is like so funny.
Yeah, it looks fucking funny on them. My
but
God.
But I was like, this is crazy and looks so fun.
Yeah.
Because they are literally dancing and fighting and working out all at the same time.
Yes. It's a really good workout too. And it's a really yeah. strong community anyways. They're kind of there to get Shay back in shape. They're on their like, let's improve Shay's life yeah. plan, whatever.
They're on the Shay improvement plan.
Yeah. It's really hard for Shay because he's very out of shape.
Yes.
Also, he's wearing a crazy purple bandana yes. right around his forehead.
There are some crazy looks in this episode.
Yes. They're rope climbing. Like, the first
oh
the Toms
my God.
Go and they shimmy straight up to the top. It's like,
they literally are like climbing up aerial silks. It's yep. so funny.
Shay tries to do it. He kind of
can't
get
do it
his
even
feet
for
off
a second.
The ground.
He's like, he gets like an inch off the ground. He's like, fuck, I lost it again.
And it's the rest of the guys standing around him being like, you got it,
you got
Shay,
it.
Come on. He's like, this would make me feel so much worse.
Of course. And it's like, he doesn't got it. That's hard.
It's
like,
really fucking hard.
Y'all, you know he can't climb up that silk.
No, I know. It's like, don't make him do that part.
Come on.
Anyways, it is really tuckering Shay out big time.
Yes.
It's putting a strain on his body so much so that he runs outside barefoot to throw up. Alfred being like, if you're going to throw up, please put a hand over your mouth.
Obviously, it's not what happened, but also it's just the editing is funny because it literally seems like he's been like doing cardio for 30 seconds and then has to go vomit.
I know.
They need to start with literally just like a simple hike. Like,
yes.
Do a walk.
A long walk.
He cannot start with Afro-Brazilian dance fighting.
No, he's never going to go back.
No. No.
So then he comes back in and Alfred is like, all right, we're going to do an exercise. Let's pretend you're in bed. And Shay is like, if I pretend I'm in bed, I'm going to throw up again. Which is brutal to Sheena, of course.
Yes.
So he kind of sits this one out. He lays all the way down onto the ground.
Yes.
And now what they're doing is imagining that they are having sex with a beautiful lady. So they are practicing their stroke game, kind of push-up position.
Basically doing, they're seeing how
they're
long they can do grind on me.
Yep. And Sandoval is being a showman.
He looks so fucking gross while he's doing it.
Being so nasty. He's going so fast, and then he does it one-armed.
Yes.
And his hips, really, he's got the most, like, he's got the motion in his hips.
He's got motion.
And
damn, Twain, you got motion.
Ew. He's, like, really doing it. Schwartz is struggling a little bit, making little jokes like, I need somebody to make eye contact with. But Sandoval is going full speed ahead. Alfred's being like, damn, the ground's getting wet even. Oh, right.
Y'all.
Yuck.
This is severely inappropriate.
Schwartz pretends to bust his nut and so that he can lay down. And then Sandoval fucking finally finishes whatever. And they are done with their workout. They go to sit down off to the side. They start talking about the ring that Schwartz is procuring for Katie.
The custom ring.
He is really excited because it's going to be ready next week. It is a custom ring that he's had made. He says it's in the shape of a tear, which is going to be sick. In the shape of a tear really made me laugh.
Yes.
Teardrop.
Teardrop. In the shape of a tear is and obviously then, so crazy.
Sandoval is like, do you have anything like crazy planned for the engagement or whatever? And Schwartz is like, yeah, I mean, I'm kind of thinking about stuff. And Sandoval is like, you're going to have to go ahead and loop me in on that.
Well, he's like, he literally is like, I think I'm going to keep it a secret. And Sandoval's like, so you need to tell me.
Yeah. Which is like,
he honestly does.
Fair enough. Because totally he's going to plan something really bad.
Like, horrible.
But also Sandoval is going to take whatever he's planned and make it 1,000 times worse in the other direction.
Yeah, of course. No, it's not like, it's not good, but it is like, you can't keep that a secret. He needs to tell Sheena.
Sheena has to know.
Yeah.
And then they kind of pivot to Shay and they ask like, how you feeling, buddy? Like, how's it going? And Shay is like, I'm feeling really good. I'm going to come to Pride because basically the drinking wasn't as bad as the pills. Like the pills, I was addicted to those. The drinking, not so much.
Yes.
I don't know about that.
I don't know.
But okay. Whatever it takes to get through it. And then he was like, I really want to get my life in order because I would like to live forever with Sheena and have kids with her. Basically have a really beautiful and amazing life with her.
I would just love to live forever. So
yeah.
Okay. So then we quickly flash the DMV. Sheena is getting a new name on her license. Yep. It is literally so crazy that at some point she wasn't Sheena Shay.
I know. I forget her other last name.
Well, it was, I looked it up. It's like just Jason, or I don't know how to say
or maybe it's Jakin. Either Jakin or Jakin.
And however, she never went by that. She went by Sheena Marie.
Yeah,
which is awesome, obviously.
Yeah, it was so fun. She was like, I'm so excited to, I mean, Sheena Marie was fun, but like, I'm excited to be Sheena Shay. It's like,
I know,
first name, middle name.
Yeah, literally. It's like, okay. She says the last few days have been a lot better in regards to Shay. We are communicating. I'm the happiest I've literally ever been with him. Okay. The last few days, by the way. So they take Sheena's photo and Ariana is like eye rolling on the side because Sheena's being like such a girl or whatever.
And Sheena does a crazy smile in her ID picture. Yes, it's like the widest smile I've ever seen her
do.
She
looks insane. In the talking head, Ariana explains that she's not a huge fan of marriage, but that in her opinion, it has nothing to do with the fact that her parents got divorced and then back together and then divorced again when she was a child.
Yeah, girl.
Idiot.
Come on.
She is the smartest person that she has ever met.
Yep. Yeah. She's genius level IQ.
Then we're back at the gym. It's obviously what they're doing right now is they're contrasting the way that Sheena's talking about the relationship versus Shay.
Yeah.
Sandoval is like, okay, so I know you said you were afraid to talk to Sheena. Like, has that gotten any better? And Shay says that it will definitely take some time. In the talking head, Shay explains that Sheena has always been in control of their relationship and that in some ways he feels like he's given her even more reason to do so because he's fucked up, which is literally so sad.
Yeah.
And probably true. He says, it sucks because she has something to hold over my head now and I don't know when that's ever going to go away.
So brutal.
Brutal. Like literally brutal.
Yeah. At one point he says it's like he gave her ammo.
Yes.
Come on.
So it's like that is not good. He's like sometimes she listens and sometimes she doesn't. He says that sometimes he tries to talk to her and he looks over and she's just on her phone not listening.
Yep.
And then both of the guys are like, oh my God. And that's awful because her nails are click clacking. And he's like, I know, it's so loud.
Yeah, they were like, oh, like when she just tap on
literally,
her phone.
Literally. So funny that you know she's just like at the restaurant being like.
Of course.
And then we go back to the DMV really quickly. Sheena, once again, is like, I just can't wait. I can't believe I'm finally Sheena Shay. She says that over the past couple weeks, there were many times when she really thought that she and Shay were going to get a divorce.
Yep.
And then in the talking head, she again says that they're really in a really good and strong place. I'm seriously for reals ready to be Miss Sheena Shay.
Okay. Well, it's not going to last very long. No, actually, queen. Being Sheena Shay is going to last the rest of her life.
Yes.
But not Mrs. Sheena Shay.
Yes, you'll be Ms.
Yeah. Miss. All right. So we're at Pump. Lisa is setting up for Gay Pride. She's stressed because she's throwing two parties.
Yes.
So she's kind of like running around, yelling stuff, whatever. She loves to do that.
Yes.
James comes running up the sidewalk with all his DJ equipment in his arms, like sprinting.
I know, literally.
And then his arms are obviously covered in bites and bruises.
One thing, sorry, before we get into that, is that Kevin Lee is there. Lisa tells him to pink it up and gay it up.
Yeah, pink it up, gay it up. That's like two things Kevin Lee definitely knows how to do.
Okay.
So no problem.
And she says, if anybody's looking at me, then I'm going to yell at them because we should be moving.
Yes.
And then, yes, of course, James comes with his battered arms.
Yeah, he comes up like scratched half to death. And they're like, change into your shirt, whatever. And so he's changing. And Lisa's like,
well, he changes from one tank top to a sir tank top.
Yeah.
Which is so funny.
Lisa's like, so what the fuck is that all over your body?
Yes.
And he's like, and she's like, literally what happened? And he goes, what do you want me to say, Lisa? And she's like, I'm not
don't
interested.
Want you to say anything.
I don't
want to
know.
Zip it
and get to DJing, please. We have to do sound check and you're very late. But they all kind of think, everybody in the restaurant thinks it's like either Lala.
Richardson is singing la 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 la.
Yeah, they love to do that. Whenever it's like Lala is implied, they're like la 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 la. Richardson.
Everyone's dim.
I'm glad he's back.
Me too. Richardson. He's so funny.
Me too. But they think it's either Lala or like maybe it's Kristen. And James is like, no, neither.
Yeah, I'm like, sorry, y'all know it's not Kristen.
Yeah, it's obviously not Kristen. So then the setup is happening. Lisa and Ken are kind of like standing by the door. And Lisa's like, can you please drive me back home because I need to get ready for the party? And he's like, yeah. And she's like, seriously, Ken, can you please drive me back to the house? And he's like, I found out who did his buck. And Lisa goes, Lala? And he goes, no, wasn't her. Somebody else who works, it's a little hostess about this big.
A little hostess about this big was so fucking funny.
I know.
Okay. Lisa knew immediately who he was talking
about,
she by
goes,
the way.
Lauren?
Yep.
And then he nods and he goes, I didn't tell you that. It's like another Ken bomb.
Also, it's like, what's going to happen if they find out you told her? No one's going to yell at you.
Yeah, nobody's going to
yell
at Ken.
They're all afraid of you because you grab them by the collar sometimes, limply.
Yeah, Ken, the cock of the walk.
Yeah.
No chance. Are they going to be upset with you? Oh, but it's so funny. It's like also, this one felt more organic than other ones. How did he find out?
I honestly don't know.
It was so funny.
Probably everyone's talking about it.
Yeah. Oh, but it really made me laugh.
I know. Okay, so then we're at Sir. All the girls show up in their literally horrendous dresses, like a true mod cloth moment. It's mm-hmm. just like so crazy for Gay Pride to be wearing literally
that.
Like a like fit and flare dress.
It's really incongruous with the spirit of Gay Pride.
It's so crazy.
It's like sex it up a little.
Yeah. It was so much better when they were wearing like the white bodysuit and like a like rainbow tutu or something. It's like so crazy.
And then obviously the backward snapbacks.
The backward snapbacks, BTW. Everyone is partying and drinking. Lisa's wearing a gorgeous dress and a huge pink wide brim hat that she says she's wearing so that people can't get that physically close to her.
Yeah.
Which Jax will later get under the hat to give her a kiss, mind you.
Yep. Nothing's going to stop Jax from getting a kiss on Lisa's cheek.
No, literally. And then Lala is talking to Lauren
mm-hmm.
at the host stand.
The host
is
about
like
this big.
Amazing. This episode is like
it's
vintage
really
VPR
good.
Vibes.
Yeah.
It's really good. She is telling Lauren that she's been eyeing Jax all night. And then we get him looking like actually so bad. He is so coked out. He is obviously like already like basically blackout drunk.
Dude, they cut to him at the bar and he's standing there sweating fucking buckets and screaming at someone random in the crowd, hey, come over here.
I think he's yelling at Lala.
Really? No, yeah. But he's facing the other direction.
Oh,
he's
yeah,
out.
But he literally is like, whoa, come over here. Like, ew. She goes up to him. This is when we get the famous line of her being like, hey, sweaty monkey.
Hi,
literally
sweaty monkey.
So fucking gross.
And then kisses him on the cheek.
Yes.
Ooh, get away from him.
Get away from him. He's like radiating heat. Sorry.
Literally.
She tells him that today is really intense for her because she's never even worked at a restaurant before.
He goes, it is crazy.
No, I know. It would be horrifying.
It would be so bad.
It would be so scary. And you're like the hostess. It's like, what do I even do?
I mean, there's nothing to do as the host. She's not doing anything all day because they're like not seating people.
No, he says, this is not a restaurant. This is like a smorgasbord of like everybody like having fun and doing bad things.
Doing bad things with a smirk.
Talking about himself.
Yep.
She asked him about his girlfriend, meaning Brittany, and he says that they talked 5 minutes ago and that like basically they're broken up.
Well, she goes, I know you're busy, but I just want to know about this girlfriend. Crazy time to ask, BTW. He goes, well, we just talked 5 minutes ago and it's, I guess, I don't know what's going on. I don't think it's anything anymore.
Like,
literally your future wife.
Of course, that's not true. Also, in the talking head, he's like, yeah, I mean, I guess there's a rumor going around that Brittany and me broke up because I'm spreading that rumor so that, like, Lala thinks I'm single. And he's like, I'm definitely allowed to flirt. It's like, you wanted to.
You made that rule up.
You're doing way more than that, sir.
Yes.
In the talking head, Lala says, I've always thought that Jax is a complete banger. He has this smile and he's big. In the tattoos, they kill me every time. It just announces that he can take a lot of pain.
Ew.
Nasty girl.
Ew. She says, that's a man that can get roughed up.
And then Lala walks away from the bar and Jax too. I don't know who, maybe a patron, because he's talking to someone across the bar, goes, I'm going to fuck her.
It was really funny.
He is fucked out of his mind.
He was making me fucking laugh this episode.
I know. He is like so fucked up.
I'm
going to
fuck her.
To a patron of the restaurant.
Somebody trying to order.
Literally. And then Schwartz shows up in a brown leather fedora.
He looked like Jason Mraz. He straight up looked like Jason Mraz.
Yes. And he is like shocked to see Peter's new hairstyle, which honestly looked cute in the hat.
I thought so too. Lechuga.
He straight up has a French bob, by the way.
Yes.
Is what it is.
He
like,
does.
It's literally a French bob.
Yeah, because it's like a blunt bob that kind of flips
right
under the ears.
The ear, yeah. And he like says hi to Katie and he's basically like, I'm just so relieved I don't have to work at Pump this year. And she's like, uh-huh. And yeah, like she fully has to work, so that's annoying.
And he made me laugh a little bit though, because she was like, come on, let's go to the garden. He was like, can you hold my hand? I'm feeling very shy today.
Okay.
Come on. Let's go. So then Jax and Ariana are, I think, in the garden bar. They're in like some other bar. And Ariana's like, ugh, we're out of wine glasses again. And Jax is like, we're out of wine glasses again.
He is so fucked up. It is so funny.
And Ariana.
And they're basically in like a closet.
Yes. She's like, looks so annoyed. And then in her talking head, she's like, it's already hard enough bartending with Jax as is. He's like a bull in a china shop. But when he is this shit faced, yes, it's like a bull in a china shop on roller skates during an earthquake.
And he is literally like a bull in a china shop because they are literally in a space that's like 3 feet by 5 feet and the walls are lined with glasses.
Yes. And he's like screaming and flailing. Yes. And then Katie and Sheena walk by with trays of food to like tray pass. And he's like, whoa, Katie, come here.
He wants a goat cheese ball.
Sheena is like, no, you cannot have this. And he's like, why? Yeah. She's like, if you want to pass a tray, you can have one, but otherwise no. And then they walk away. He is literally so drunk. It was just
really
making
funny.
Me laugh.
I
don't know how he was even doing an ounce of his job.
I know. I mean, I literally was like, I think he's probably blackout.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
James walks over to Sir and he approaches Lala and Lauren, who are both standing at the host stand. He kisses Lauren on her cheeks and he kisses Lala full on the mouth. And as he's doing that, Lala kind of like spots his back and she's like, turn around. What the fuck is that?
Yep.
And Lauren straight up runs away.
Yes.
She runs to the bar and then is looking at them out of the corner of her eye.
It's so funny. It's like this whole episode, because the whole episode, Lauren and Lala are hanging out and then like Lala's like being like, who did that to James? And there'll just like be these shots where it's like Lala and James talking and Lauren literally like skulking away in the background.
Yes. So Lala is like, what nasty bitch did this to you? Like, that is so gross. Whatever. And it's like, okay, it's not that gross.
It's like completely normal.
But fine. It's gross that he's like wearing his tank top, strutting it around.
Yes.
But it's not gross to like get bitten.
He literally is acting like a guy who is like excited to show off a hickey in high school.
Yeah, 100%. So she's like, who did that? Whatever. He goes, babe, I told you when I'm peeking in bed, I like to be bit.
Peeking in bed. I hate it.
And she's like, okay, so I thought I wasn't going to be annoyed by stuff like this, but I really, really am. So you need to leave.
Well, also it's like, of course you're annoyed by this because you said to him, like, I don't mind if you have sex with other people. I just don't want to know about it. And he's making you know about
it. He's making you know about it.
So he's doing the thing you asked him not to, just without his words.
Yes. I mean, at one point he goes, yeah, I mean, I definitely like wore this tank top and showed this off because I wanted Lala to see.
Okay. I hate him.
So she's like, please leave. But he gets more up in her face and he's like, well, you didn't want to commit to me. You said you didn't want a boyfriend. You didn't want to be with me. So what am I supposed to do? And she's like really annoyed, wants him to leave really bad. He's like, get out of my face. Back the fuck up.
And he's basically saying like, if you committed to me, I would be your boyfriend.
Yes. And she's like, that's not
what
I asked for.
I'm going to be straight up with you. It's like,
okay. She doesn't want you to be her boyfriend.
No.
She just doesn't want to know that you're fucking a bunch of other people.
Yes.
And then fucking Lauren walks up and she's like, James, let's take a walk. And like pulls him away. And Lala just like thinks that Lauren is like doing her a solid.
The whole episode, Lala thinks that Lauren is being like an amazing friend to her.
It's
so funny.
She's like,
funny.
Lauren
Sorry.
Is giving me the best advice.
No, I know. Like, we're still at Sir. And Lisa shows up again in her huge hat.
With Eric. Eric is everybody's enemy. Remember?
Wait, who's Eric? Oh, yes. The guy that Jax hates.
Lisa's like, Eric, you need to go check behind the bar. It's like, uh-oh.
This is when Jax tries to kiss her on the cheek.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it really made me laugh because Lisa comes up behind the bar. She's like, how's everything going? And he's like, have you heard about Lala and James? And she's like, I meant with the event. Please go back to work.
And then he's like, first a kiss. Mwah. First a little smooch. Jax asks someone, he's bartending, what they want, a patron. They say they want a strawberry mojito. And he's like, no, I don't want to make hard drinks. I'm not making that. You're here to get drunk. What do you really want? Yeah. They're like, fine, I'll do a shot of tequila. He's like, yes. And then they're like, but I still want the cocktail as well.
Yep.
And then he basically, in an attempt to pour the shot of tequila, breaks the entire glass of tequila into the ice bucket.
Yeah. He's holding the bottle by the neck and like obviously gripping it.
Yeah.
And also holding it over the ice well, which is like, there's no reason to be doing that whatsoever.
No, he's just so drunk.
And then just like drops it and it shatters into the ice.
Yes. And in the talking head, he's like, obviously it's really bad when you shatter glass in ice because you can't tell the ice and the glass apart. And I'm not saying that we shouldn't clear out the ice and replace it. I'm just saying it's really annoying when you have to do that.
Yeah. I'm not saying we shouldn't clear out all the ice with the glass in it. I'm saying I just don't want to. I'm drunk and I don't feel like it.
Literally making everyone's jobs like 1 million times harder.
He drops it. Anthony is like doing a like a jokey like slow clap and he's like, sorry, I'm sorry.
So then we're with Sheena and Shay. Shay is here and they're in the back. Sheena asks Shay if everyone was trying to give him shots. She's like, is everyone trying to give you shots?
It's not funny, Sheena. Literally.
And he's like, yes, honestly, yes. He says that he hasn't had any. All he's had is a beer or two because he's really not trying to get that shit face today.
Right.
Today. Okay. In the talking head, Sheena explains that even a week ago, she didn't think that Shay would be comfortable coming out to an event like this, but he's been doing really great recently. A week ago?
Don't push it. A week ago, he wasn't comfortable. Then he's not comfortable today.
No, it's so crazy.
Oh, it's so bad.
Lisa makes all the girls plus Peter take a photo in front of the pink buggy. Christian shows up with her friends because it's the first year she doesn't have to work gay pride at Sir, which is amazing. And then she tries to jump into the staff photo, which is so embarrassing.
She tries to like sneak into the back.
Why would you do that? Girl, like, come on. And Lisa's like, no, get out.
Kristen, no.
No, you can't be in that. And she's like, you made a decision. She literally is like, you made a decision that you couldn't be in the photos and that you were fired when you were rude. And Kristen's like, you're right.
Yeah, she goes, that's true.
She literally is like, yeah. Lisa says she wants to be front and center. She would be on the bonnet of that car, spread eagle in a pink dress if I let her, about Kristen, which is honestly true. She really wants to be in the photos.
So they're inside now. I love that Kristen came. It's so funny. Of course she did. I know. She's awesome for that.
I know. She looks really cute too.
Yeah, she does. So she's talking to Peter and she's like, Peter, this is so crazy. Like, Sir is so packed. Let me fix your hair. Like, oh my God.
Everyone loves his hair.
I know. And it's also like Kristen there to like kiki with the staff is so funny because it's like yesterday they hated you.
Yes.
But she's back in.
She's back.
And then she's talking to Katie and James's roommate, Brayden. And Brayden is
like, who is that guy?
I know. Brayden is like, oh, hey, like, are you good? I'm really sorry about James. And she's like, yeah, whatever, I'm fine. But then we learn that apparently at 5:30 in the morning last night, I guess, the cops showed up and almost arrested James at his apartment.
Yeah, so that never really gets explained.
No, and Katie is like, oh, is that where all of his bruises are from? And Brayden is like, no, they're from something else. And they're like, what? And he's like, a lady, a girl. And then Kristen is like, oh my God, he brought a girl home and got in a fist fight with her?
She's like, he fought a girl. And he's like, no, it's from sex. And she's like, oh.
Yeah, it really was funny. I know. She was like, oh, they're from sex, whatever. I don't care.
She literally doesn't care.
She doesn't give a fuck about James anymore. It's awesome.
Really funny. It's so funny, especially contrasted with how fixated she was on Sandoval for actually years after they broke up.
I know.
And the way that she has seemingly like legitimately already moved on from James.
It feels like 100% she's moved on from it.
She doesn't give a shit.
No. And then James walks over right after they have that conversation and walks up to the group, and Kristen is immediately like, can I, I think I'm gonna stand over here kind of like behind the girls. Because also every time it's like James and Kristen together, he's like saying vicious things to her.
No, she's like, I am scared.
Yeah. And then Sheena immediately is like, James, where are your bruises from? Like, what is that? And he's like being nasty and being like, it's like from being having sex or whatever. Like, I like to get bit. And then they're all kind of like, that's gross as fuck. And then Sheena is like, he is so fucking annoying, and pretends to strangle him in the air.
Yes.
Yeah.
So then we're back at the host stand. Lauren walks up to Lala and Lala is like, why am I upset like about the James thing? And Lauren is like, because you're drunk. It's just because you're drunk. And Lala is like, this is crazy, because before I like really didn't care about him. Lauren is like, you don't care, and like, you definitely shouldn't ask who he had sex with. Like, you definitely should not try to find out who he had sex with.
She's like, you don't care about it.
Do not ask who it is, whatever. Seriously. You do. Lala is like, okay, so I should just let it go. And Lauren's like, yes, you need to let it go. Yep. You need to let it go for everyone's sake. Yep. You need to let it go. And then Lala makes Lauren hug her for her amazing help and advice.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's so she's funny.
She's like, I just want to know so bad who it is. Like, who the fuck marks up a man like that? My blood is fucking boiling. And Lauren is like, no, do not ask who it is. And when they hug, one of them, I couldn't tell which one it was, says, I love you, my love.
It's definitely Lala.
Because that's very Lala.
Yeah. Then we get a quick shot of Lisa telling Ken that he needs to be rubbing her feet because she's wearing her crazy ass heels for him.
Yes. And he's wearing a rainbow bead necklace.
Yes. And then we get Sheena and Shay in the back again. Sheena tells Shay that she needs to clock out and get the fuck out of there. And so he helps her count her bills, like her tips, which is like so funny. And then she's like, I made $748 and last year I made $48.
Yeah.
And then they joke about going to the strip club.
Because it's all in ones.
Yes.
All right. So the event's kind of over and everybody's kind of partying in the back alley.
Yep.
Smoking, drinking, sitting around.
Yeah.
James is showing people a bunch of pictures of his back that he presumably made the woman who did that to him take.
Yes.
Standing shirtless in his own bedroom.
Yes. And he says that they had sex for 7 hours.
He said that they had sex for 7 hours, but he won't say with who. And everybody is like, ew. And also, who in the world would want to have sex with you?
I know. In the talking head, Ariana's like, people want to have sex with James? I'm like, I guess so.
Cut to Kristen and Lala also in the back. They're talking about James and how he's kind of just like losing it and being a bitch and nasty and whatever. And Lala's like, can't you just like take him back? Kristen is like, no, thank you.
No.
I am good. And then James approaches them and Lala immediately says, get the fuck back. Just funny. It's like you were hanging out yesterday. And Kristen is just standing there sipping her drink and smiling as she loves to do when something evil is unfolding.
Literally in between the two of them being like looking back and forth sipping her drink.
Literally love her. James is not really understanding why Lala is so angry. He's like, oh, what, just because I had sex with somebody else?
Well, he's doing it to provoke her. Mm-hmm. He's like, you're upset because I had sex with someone else?
Mm-hmm. And Kristen is like, go away, you are disgusting. And he says, you are one to talk, Kristen Doty. They hate each other so bad.
I know.
I mean, they've hated each other for so long and now they just don't have to pretend like that's not true because there's no pretense of a relationship. Yes. It's just so funny. They're literally enemies. And Jax is just kind of standing there watching everything go down and saying that James is a cocky piece of shit.
Yes.
In his talking head. And then James pulls Lala to chat.
Yes.
Because they need to sort this out.
Yes.
It's supposed to be them against the world. And as they're kind of...
Because remember, there ain't nobody else that I'm feeling like I'm feeling you.
Exactly that. And as they're starting to have their conversation, Jax walks up and he's like, hey, Lala, you going to Tom's later? And she's like, yeah, I'm definitely going to Tom's later. And he's like, sick, I'll see you there. And then James is pissed off because he's like, he's a fucking vulture. Like, anytime he wants to eat my sloppy seconds, this is exactly what happened with Kristen. It's like,
That's not what happened with Kristen.
And also, like, you are a charmless piece of shit and she is into his nasty breed of charm.
Yes.
So it's like, that's why this is happening.
Yes. James and Lala are having their conversation. James asks Lala how they can get past this and if he can still fall in love with her. Pissing me off. Lala asks who he was with last night. And James is like, Lauren, the girl you were just with at the hostess stand.
He's such a bitch.
He's like so excited.
Lauren, that girl you were just standing with.
He is truly so excited to just like make her upset.
Yep.
We get randomly like a cut in the middle of their fight. Jax dancing by himself in the parking lot. I don't know if he was doing it because they were fighting or just having fun feeling himself.
I think that they put it in to like
show that he's excited.
Make it seem that he's like excited about their fight. But
he literally is just like finger in the air.
Yeah. He's just like pointing.
And then James is really happy just being like, what, was she lying to you all day?
Yeah.
You want to slap me? He's like a sadist.
Yes,
he is. It's so insane. And this is when we see Lauren like literally slinking away in the background.
Yeah, and taking her mic off.
Yes, taking her mic off. And then like Lala goes to find her and Lala is like, were you gonna tell me that it's James that you hooked up with last night? Lauren says like, we're not gonna talk about this right now. And that's when she like takes the mic back off.
Yep.
It's
hard too because Lala's name is Lauren,
obviously.
Yeah.
So then Lala begins to look for the bartender Anthony because that is Lauren's boyfriend.
Yeah. Yes.
And she tells him like, so just so you know, Lauren and James hooked up last night, and Anthony literally doesn't believe her. He's like, no way.
Come on.
No.
That's not true.
Well, once again, finding out that James is the one who's like stole your girl.
I know.
Huge hit to the ego.
Blech, obviously. So bad. It is like the men truly must be like, what is happening?
I know.
Because they used to be kings, they're built bodies.
Yes.
And like their nasty attitudes. Yes. And now there is this like actual worm of a guy in there.
Literally a worm.
Like slithering around fucking their girlfriend.
He is so slither. Like vibe wise.
Yes.
Anthony finds Lauren and is like, are you serious? Like she's like at this point, like, basically hiding in, like, kind of the back room.
She's, like, barricaded herself in the back.
And she's like, are you fucking kidding? She's doing my favorite thing, which is, like, when someone is, like, accurately accused of doing something bad and then they get mad at the person. She's like, are you fucking kidding me right now? Take your mic off.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Like, when I had that thing with my friend and she said I had a sheep's brain.
Yes.
It's like you did it.
You did a bad thing.
You did
the
bad thing.
Look at what you're doing to me. Then basically, like, Lauren and Anthony are in this, like, little back room and there's, like, a boom mic in it. And she literally, like, opens the door, shoves the boom out of the little, like, area and then, like, closes the door up again. And Lala is, like, standing outside of the swinging door being like, no. No, you can't do that because it's like, yeah, you deserve to be humiliated on TV. And also, what was honestly so confounding and, like, shocking to me is that I was like, okay, so you didn't sleep with James to get on the show?
Yeah, I know. It's like, this is the business you don't want aired. Why did you sleep with him then?
I know. I really was like, okay, she, like, wants her moment. No.
Also, like, he's been walking around all day.
What did you think was going to happen?
Showing off his bites and scratches.
You think he's going to keep a lid on it?
And, like, laughing about you and Lala talking together. You had to know this was going to come out.
And, like, all he wants to do is activate Lala.
Yes.
But fortunately, it's not a closed room. It's just a back hallway. So Lala can just walk around and, like, go to the other side and find them. And Lauren again closes the door in Lala's face. And that's basically it. And then Jax, like, goes and finds Lala. And Lala is like, is this, like, a normal occurrence at this restaurant? Like, what is going on?
Mm-hmm.
The answer is yes.
Yeah, it's, like, of course.
Extremely normal.
And also, Lala, you know that. Yes. Come on.
And Jax is like, how are you putting up with this with James? Which is just, like, so funny. Because, like, sometimes to the women, he'll be like, you don't deserve that treatment. And
I know.
It's like, shut the fuck up, you crazy bitch.
It's like, I'm glad you know that.
Yeah, I'm glad you know that it's bad what you do.
What you do is awful.
And then Lala is like, this is why I feel so connected to you. Because I'm not going to put up with James' behavior and you're real as fuck.
Yeah.
And that's why I felt so connected to you right off the bat.
Yeah, she's like, Jax, you are always real. You always keep it real.
The biggest liar in the universe.
Self-admitted.
Yes. So funny. Jax then asks Lala if she wants to go to Tom's with him to the party later. They exit the restaurant. And while they're, like, leaving, Jax is literally behind her, like, dancing because he's so excited.
He won.
He did win. She says, since James decided to throw respect out of the window, nothing is stopping me from getting with Jax. Let's get it popping, daddy. Once again, let's get it popping. Basically, like, it's just funny because they're, like, all saying goodbye to the girls, Katie and Sheena and, like, Ari, who are sitting in the back. And then, like, Jax and Lala leave and they're like, wait, is she leaving with him?
and they hold hands.
Yes, because she literally went straight from a fight with James to, like, just at the end leaving with Jax. It wasn't like anything else happened. They're like, what's going on? And because they're like, apparently what Jax is saying, that they're, like, leaving to go to this party at, like, Schwartz's, but it's like, well, everyone who's going to that party is still
right
at the
there.
Restaurant. So I don't know where y'all are going right now.
Well, Jax leans down to Tom and is like, see you at your house later.
I know. It's like, ew, are you going to take her there right now and fuck her or something?
No, he's going to take her back to his apartment and fuck her.
Yeah. And so that's basically the episode, y'all.
The look that Ariana has on her face when they're leaving is one of, like, legitimate concern.
I would be concerned too. It's literally scary.
Yeah.
Obviously, my villain is James.
My villain is James. And my hero in terms of making me laugh.
Jax.
Is Jax. It's going to be Jax.
And he did technically rescue Lala from James.
Yes, he did. And he's taking her to his dungeon, though.
Yes, he is taking her to her dungeon to literally, like, trap her again.
Yep.
But that was really fun. It was kind of classic VPR style.
It was a really good episode. I mean, this season is great.
Yeah, I'm really happy to have Lala there.
Me too.
Despite her.
I wonder what's going to happen next week. I don't even remember.
Me neither. I hope that it opens with them going to Schwartz's.
Me too.
Tea.
Okay, y'all. We'll see. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.